friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Well, here we go again. Bob Kennedy wants wearables for all Americans. And he's launching what he calls the largest advertising campaign in health and human services history to promote it. How do you like them apples? Your tax dollars, yes, are going to be used for the government to promote you being tracked through wearables. Well, you heard that right. And you think I'm too tough on Kennedy, huh? I didn't let the man work, and I criticized him unfairly, huh? At least that's what people have been telling me. In fact, so many people have fallen under the delusion of this man that I did an entire video called Bob Delusion Syndrome. I will have to replay that for you. But the subject of this video is his latest testimony to Congress, where he states that wearables are the key to the MAHA agenda. How many of you are sick of this word MAHA like I am? I also did a video exposing the connections to the Freemasons with the word MAHA. Basically, MAHA bone is their Bible, so to speak. And now he's got MABA, which is Make American Biotech Accelerate. It doesn't even make sense. It's not even grammatically correct, or the syntax is completely off. But we're going to look here at Bob's Twitter page. That's what I call it. And we are going to hear him actually talk all about this. Well, he also wants psychedelic therapies for veterans and others battling trauma. Now, I don't dabble in drugs, so I can't speak as to whether or not that is beneficial. It's just a very interesting direction that Bob is taking. So here we go. That he says, access to quality care shouldn't depend on your zip code. We're expanding rural health access through innovations in telemedicine and AI-powered diagnostics. Yes. Let the robots take care of you. All right, here we have it. I'm going to play this for you.
Is that greater Secretary Kennedy, my first question is that there is a tremendous amount of research that shows that greater engagement with one's health leads to better outcomes. In recent years, American innovators have created and improved wearable devices so that not only are consumers able to better engage with their health through monitoring data, but they are able to share that data with providers.
Is it just me, or does this sound like he's reading that question for the first time? Somebody put that piece of paper in front of him, and it was a setup so that we would hear Bob's very vigorous support and promotion of these wearables.
I believe American consumers, in line with the 21st Century Cures Act, should be able to access these innovative wellness tools. Secretary Kennedy, do you agree that consumers should continue to have access to these tools?
I shouldn't be so tough on this Mr. Balderson. Perhaps he is a human pincushion, and that's why it's difficult for him to read the question.
Absolutely. In fact, we're about to launch one of the biggest advertising campaigns in HHS history.
Why is the government advertising at all? Shouldn't this come from your doctor? Why in the world is the federal government involved in any of this anyway?
We'll encourage Americans to use wearables. It's a way of people can take control over their own health.
I think he was going to say it's a way for the government to track everything you're eating and all of your exercise. I think that's what he was about to say.
They can take responsibility. They can see, as you know, what food is doing to their glucose levels, their heart rates, and a number of other metrics as they eat it.
Oh, yes. So let's create now some food disorders for people to be concerned about what they're eating. And of course, we can rely on the technology. It never would be wrong now, would it? It would never spit out some kind of recommendation for, oh, I don't know, preventative chemotherapy or something like that. What say you?
And they can begin to make good judgments about their diet, about their physical activity, about the way that they live their lives. We think that wearables are a key to the MAHA agenda, making America healthy again. And we are going to, my vision is that every American is wearing a wearable within 4 years.
How do you like them apples? He says, my vision is that every American is wearing a wearable within 4 years. Now, you may be saying, Peggy, you're talking about these wearables. I do not even know what they are. Well, good news. I did an entire Substack for you and a deep dive video, which I'm actually going to replay for you. And this is all about these devices that track your biomarkers. As Kennedy said, your heart rate, your glucose levels, and so forth. Now, there's a huge problem with this, and you can see some of these YouTubers probably paid to promote this. And even if you just watch the first few minutes, and I'll have this coming up right for you as a part of this video, actually, you'll be able to see that this woman, Casey Means, whose father is connected to the Rockefellers and is some kind of political analyst. So Casey Means has been nominated by Donald Trump to be the Surgeon General of the United States. That means would basically be the top doc. Yes, yes, yes. I know it's really a figurehead position. Who wants to take medical advice from a doctor who has never even examined you? Oh, that's right. That's what the CDC does. It gives medical recommendations all the time. So there's a big, giant, massive problem. Casey Means, who has been nominated to be the top doc, owns and is heavily invested in at least two technology companies that are all about these wearables and tracking your own personal medical data. And that's what's called biodata. And I have this entire video for you, and I will put this in a Substack for you again in case you missed it the first time. And I want you to ask the question, as you're going into this, as I am, why is Kennedy so vigorously promoting wearables and promoting Casey Means and her companies? Where is all of this headed? Remember, HHS came out several weeks ago saying that it is going to track your personal medical info without your consent. Oh, because it wants to find out what's causing autism. Therefore, any prescriptions that you have in pharmacies, all of that is going to be sent to the federal government. Your own personal medical information from your doctor can be made available without your consent to the federal government. Your laboratory results can also be made available, and they're going to be collecting information from your so-called smartwatch and fitness trackers, which I don't participate in any of that. And now, if you have dreamed of having the government track your every move, literally, and all of the calories that you eat and what it is that you're eating, and then most likely withhold your medical procedures or maybe even get you fired from your job. Remember that happened a few years ago? Because your biometrics and your medical status isn't what the government wants it to be, then great news, your dreams are about to come true. And better yet, all of this tracking is going to be done by AI. And Trump said so himself, that these bio hacking and bio trackers, now AI is going to be anticipating and determining, I should say, what your health issues are in advance. How do you like them apples? So who knows, you might be required to be vaccinated or medicated or even sent to, how shall I put this, one of Bob's health farms. Because why wouldn't you take advice from Bob himself? Certainly the picture of health and vigor. As I say, I've covered this in detail, so I'm about to replay for you the deep dive that I did all about Casey Means and these health tracking devices that Bob wants every American to be wearing. What say you? Are you going to comply or are you going to defy? Let me know in a comment below, and let's rewatch this very disturbing information about Casey, and let's find out what it all means, shall we? Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I am giving you a warning about Trump's Surgeon General pick, who wants to track your biomarkers. Yes, Casey Means promotes wearable technology, and she owns a couple of tech companies that do just that.
Under this patch, under the levels patch, is actually the Freestyle Libra from Abbott. And it just uses this little filament that goes into your skin to track blood glucose levels. And you can get that in real time on your phone and track it throughout the day. I can't get over how exciting this is. And it just uses this little filament that goes into your skin. And it just uses this little filament that goes into your skin. And it just uses this little filament that goes into your skin. This is really going to take off in mainstream once it becomes more available.
We're going to be hearing a little bit from Casey Means. Here she is. And you're telling me that this is a Stanford Medical School graduate who dropped out of her residency to start an Instagram page. And now she has been nominated by President Trump to be basically the country's top doctor, and she doesn't even have a medical license. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but let's listen to just a few moments of an interview, and here we go.
So exercise, depending on the type of exercise, whether it's low intensity or high intensity, there seems to be a very different metabolic response. So what exactly is happening to glucose levels depending on the type of exercise that a person's doing?
This is such an interesting question and definitely one that we get a lot. So the first thing is that some people are going to see a rise in their glucose values on their continuous glucose monitor when they're doing intense exercise. And when I say intense exercise, I mean exercise that's above about an 80% VO2 max. And another way to sort of figure that out is about 80% of max heart rate.
So doesn't she sound like Zuckerberg?
The future depends on all of us. And whether you like Facebook or not, I think we need to recognize what is at stake and come together to stand for voice and free expression at this critical moment.
That vocal fry. My goodness, I hope that nothing's wrong with her voice. Does she have the same condition that Bob Kennedy has? Okay, that's a little difficult to listen to. I will leave that link for you. What I want to do is share with you the research that I've done about this nominee for the Surgeon General. So there's a link there for the interview. And again, I'm not sure what's wrong with her voice. It sounds like a severe case of vocal fry, which is defined as a low, rough, creaky, scratchy sound. That happens when there's not enough air pushing through the vocal cords. An article on the Medical Republic reported some studies suggest that vocal fry, particularly in women, may be perceived as less professional, less educated, or less trustworthy. Very interesting. Now, she is promoting medical wearables that track your biomarker data. And she is, as I say, the founder of a couple of medical tech companies that track your cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar levels, calories, exercise. Gee, what possibly could go wrong? Any conflict of interest here? What's interesting to me is that her father served as an assistant to Nelson Rockefeller and also worked for NASA. Now, the Department of Health and Human Services recently announced that researchers would get access to everyone's private medical data. I did a video for you on this earlier. That's right. In order to find out what's causing autism, step right up and the government will grab what it wants from your pharmacy record. From your pharmacy records, your medical insurance, Medicare, Fitbit, Apple Watch, and other tracking devices. What a perfect fit for Casey Means. I mean, what a coincidence that Means is the owner of medical tech companies that do just that. Now, here's the first one. It's called Levels, and that is a biometric tracking company started and owned by Casey Means. And I've got a couple of videos to share with you by other influencers that were promoting this product. And it is something that you inject into your skin. Yes, they are jabbing themselves with a device in these videos that you wear called a wearable. Casey is a huge fan of wearables, which track everything you do, where you go, what you eat, and who knows what else. Let's play this here. It's right on the Levels website. In fact, what I'm going to do is share with you a couple of other videos where you can see what people are saying about this.
Hey, Best Pally, I'm Allie, and also a cyborg. 3 weeks ago, I had a device implanted into my arm to become superhuman. Now, when I say had it implanted, here's how that went. That felt like absolutely nothing. This is a continuous glucose monitor, and it is definitively the future of health and fitness. Sugar in real time. Now, the company Levels and their app is bringing CGM to everyone. And I say everyone because I truly believe this is going to be the next big thing and as common as like a fitness watch.
As common as a fitness watch. Uh-huh. Yeah, I see.
So I'll show you how to put it on. We'll take a look at the hardware and the software, and then I'll take you through my journey over the last month and taking a look at my food. Okay, so you actually will download both the LibreLink Freestyle app and the Levels app, and there are instructions for applying the sensor on both of those applications. First, you'll use an alcohol swab provided in the box to sterilize your skin, and then you can go about unpackaging the applicator. First, you take the cap off, which reveals the connector between the applicator and the continuous glucose monitor, or CGM. Then you line up the two properly and press down on a hard surface to attach the applicator to the CGM.
Press down firmly until it comes to a stop.
And finally, you hold it to your arm and press down firmly. Ideally, you want to put it in a stable area without too much muscle or movement. I chose right behind the top of my tricep on my upper arm. And the applicator actually has a small needle that goes in and out of your arm very rapidly and quickly places the soft filament in the tissue of your arm for sensing.
All right, ready? Here we go. I didn't feel anything. And there it is in my arm.
Again,
this is the company that Casey Means owns. To implant this filament into your skin to track your glucose levels, your heart rate, your triglycerides, your cholesterol, and other biomarkers that the government wants to get its grubby mitts on. And apparently, Maha folks are applauding Casey's appointment as Surgeon General. So I will have this for you to watch if you like. You can see the entire full-length videos that are promoting this. They look very excited to wear this patch. Notice the MK Ultra Butterfly logo of the partner company. Am I the only one bothered by this? People are applauding a new Surgeon General who wants to track your every move and every morsel of food and to do so with an injection of a filament into your body. My question, will you be required to wear this by your doctor in order to get your sick care or, excuse me, your medical care, your wellness care? Because it's all about prevention now, which means more tests and more preventative medicine. And that's her other company. It's called Function Health. Also started and owned by Casey Means. And this is where you can get 160 plus lab tests, whole body testing tracked over time. Well, how do you like them apples? This is her other health tracker, and these lab tests can track you over time. Oh, I meant to mention that the Levels app is $40 a month, and this one, Function, is $4.99 a year. A bargain. It's a real bargain. And who exactly is going to have access to your lab results? Well, Casey Means and the government, of course. Bob and his HSS staff told us exactly that. Of course, it's probably all a coinkydink. Now, in her blog post, Casey promotes this Aura ring, and she talks about her vacation in Costa Rica, and she's wearing this or a ring that tracks her heart rate and other body functions. She thinks it's great. The U.S. Surgeon General nominee promotes these wearables for tracking your biological functions. Casey wrote, and I quote, "What's more, a drop in heart rate variability can predict the onset of COVID-19 before PCR testing is positive." Ugh, who has a vomit bucket handy? I sure need one. Now, she says on her blog post that she wants the new administration to, more than anything, she writes, "I would like to see our future White House rally Americans to be healthy and fit. We need inspirational national leaders helping to inspire people to care about their health, the food they eat, and their fitness. We also need leaders who understand the relationship between human health and environmental health, which are inextricably linked. We cannot go on poisoning the earth." Do I hear climate change, anyone? "Without destroying our own health, we are one with nature." Yes, she is a new age person. And of course, there's nothing wrong with seeking a healthy lifestyle. I personally like to inspire people to take care of their one precious body and make the most of their one precious life. But I'm not the government. I'm an individual. And the government's job is not to keep us healthy or safe. The government's job is to keep us free. And I draw the line if the government continues to push these tests, tracking, and jabs as healthy practices. Now, I'm sure there's more to this story of Casey Means and her brother, Callie. They seem to have appeared out of nowhere as comrades of Bob Kennedy. They suddenly were on all the podcasts and mainstream news channels, almost as if they had been placed there to push a narrative. Let me know what you find out and email me any links of interest, support at thehealthyamerican.org. It was a tip from one of my Healthy Americans who let me know that Casey Means was promoting these biometric wearables. And I, for one, am completely opposed to that. As I mentioned, Casey's father was the assistant to Nelson Rockefeller, who was the vice president under Gerald Ford. I think there's a lot more to dig into when it comes to the Means family. Again, we're told that he worked for NASA and also one of the first Silicon Valley chip manufacturers. He also worked on the U.S. food stamp program, now called SNAP. And of course, Bob and Casey want to take away people's ability to choose what they want to purchase food-wise. They want to ban sodas. What exactly is a soda? Does that include diet soda? Does that include sparkling water? Does that include sodas that are made with stevia or healthy ingredients? So no, I'm not in favor of the government restricting people's food choices at all. So after leaving the government, we're told that Grady Means, Casey's father, formed a healthcare and public policy consulting firm in San Francisco. Now, who knows if that's even true? Here's the only photo of Grady I could find on his website. It makes me think of those spy movies where a CIA agent is trying to obscure his identity. I guess he just couldn't find a better photo to use. I'm probably reading far too much into it. As I say, this story is getting curiouser and curiouser. There's more to dig into, I'm certain, but this is what I've got for now. Let me know what you find out. And if you are in favor of a surgeon general who promotes the wearing of devices with a filament that is implanted into your body to track your biomarkers with the data going to the government, what say you? Friends, I'll be back with you tomorrow. Remember, I'm here every day, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's Monday through Friday, always over at my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. And I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.